Chapter 13, Benny Bada. "Obito, my friend," Kakashi said to the memorial stone, his voice quiet in the soft night. "Minato-sensei, father, Sandame-sama, Asuma, I just wanted to tell you, I've been bonded. Well, to be honest, I've been bonded twice." "Twice?" He could almost hear his sensei's amused shock. "How could anyone manage to trap you twice?" "And to the same person, too," Kakashi said. "That's one crazy person," he imagined Obito saying. "It's either that, or they just haven't realized they've married someone even crazier. Twice." "I feel very strongly about this person," Kakashi continued. "Haruka-sensei, that's his name." "Ah, Haruka." Kakashi could almost see Sandame's slow nod. If he was still alive, he would probably lecture Kakashi on how he had snagged a competent partner. "Haruka is a good man. He's good for you. Maybe too good, I would say. Joking, I'm joking. Or am I?" "We were bonded by accident," Kakashi shrugged. "You know how these things go." "Only you could get bonded by accident," Asuma would have said if he'd been around to witness the continuing insanity that was Kakashi's daily existence. Kakashi could almost smell the acrid tinge of his cigarette smoke. "I want him to be happy." Kakashi nodded, as if he was trying to convince himself as much as the ghost of his past. "I want to be happy with him." They stopped talking for a very long time, and the moon shifted in its consideration of the tall, pale-haired Jonin, who stared at the massive black stone. "I will try to be happy," Kakashi finally said. "That is all we can do, in the end," Minato would say. "You must take your happiness where you can get it." "And if I get my happiness, I'll take it twice," Kakashi said, and actually grinned underneath his mask. Haruka could hardly keep his eyes open. He was very sleepy, and he suspected that most of the sleepiness was in thanks to all the medicine currently coursing through his bloodstream. He didn't want to move. He was wondering if he could move. Fingers pressed at his left temple, a firm but gentle touch. "Sensei," Tsunade-sama said, "can you open your eyes for me?" "Yes, Hokage-sama." Haruka's voice was barely above a whisper. His eyelids felt as if they had 10-ton weights attached to them. He hadn't opened them since yesterday afternoon, when he had heard Kakashi asking him to come back. Come back, come back! His plea so compelling that Haruka had had no choice but to just go back. He really had no idea of what had happened. One minute he was in his own home, sending out his chakra to Kakashi, and the next moment he opened his eyes in the hospital to find Kakashi beside him, both pale hands wrapped around one of his. "Kakashi," he had said, except no sound came out at all. His lips, which felt so dry, had moved around the letters of the name. "Hello," Kakashi had said. "This saving each other thing, I think it's a great habit to take up." Haruka had frowned. Rather, he had tried to draw his eyebrows together to express confusion, annoyance, or a combination of the two. But his eyebrows had decided that frowning, for the time being, was completely out of the question. At the most, they managed a slight twitch. "What?" "Go to sleep. You're all right now." Kakashi's voice was soothing and sweet, like a calming river. Haruka had never heard him use such dulcet tones before. He sank back into a darkness that felt more natural than the one he'd been drowning in all by himself. Kakashi's voice followed him down. I'll be here when you wake up again. Chakra depletion is not a laughing matter, Tsunade said in lecturing tones. She had a patient's folder open in one hand, medics in training huddled around her in much the manner wet kittens would gather around a disapproving mother cat. Now and again, their nervous gazes would flicker to where Sharingan no Kakashi leaned near the closed door of a room, a small pack slung over his shoulder. He looked very bored and very dangerous. "This, Jonin," Tsunade said, hooking her free thumb over her shoulder in Kakashi's direction, "likes to return from missions with severe chakra depletion. If you've managed to complete your training and get him on your rotation, don't try to fix anything. Just leave him to die, please."
"Please don't do that," Kakashi said.
Some of the trainees actually jumped at the sound of his voice and turned wide eyes toward him.
"I don't like to die."
Tsunade sighed and squinted at her trainees. "If you display enough talent, I'll train you how to repair his ruined pathways. He ruins them quite often, I'm sorry to say." Some of the trainees looked even more terrified at the prospect of actually going close to the Kapi-Nin. On top of that, he managed to show other people how to short-circuit their chakra pathways in a most complete and effective manner. "It's very annoying. I'm going to ask him to stop doing that." She raised her voice as if Kakashi was far away and couldn't hear her clearly.
"I don't do that on purpose, Hokage-sama."
"Dismissed, all of you," Tsunade said to her trainees, and they dashed off in the direction of the hospital's cafeteria. Tsunade watched them go and then turned to face Kakashi.
"You," she said, scowling at him. "You sealed yourself back with Aruka-sensei, didn't you?"
It was not a question, but rather a proclamation of current affairs.
"Yes, Hokage-sama."
"State why."
"I had to return his chakra. The Bijo Zakura seal is the quickest and most effective way to attain that process."
"I'd love to hear how you got his chakra in the first place," Tsunade said, her eyes gleaming with deep interest. "The seal is acting differently now, isn't it? You can keep apart without collapsing. Intriguing."
"It's in my report, Hokage-sama, already delivered to your office."
Tsunade looked him up and down, and then sniffed almost dismissively. She snapped the folder shut and tucked it under her arm. "He can go home, but he needs more rest and fluid replenishment. And he has to complete his course of medication for the next 7 days. He needs to be watched and fed. As his bondmate, I suppose you'll be the one doing the watching. You're on downtime, too."
"Yes, Hokage-sama."
"Drop the obedient act, you brat!" Tsunade wrinkled her nose at him and stalked off to torment another set of trainees. Kakashi sincerely hoped that Sakura would be there to help deflect some of Tsunade's general grumpiness. He straightened up from the wall and reached for the door's handle. He hesitated and realized that he was feeling most of Haruka's uncertainty completely open to him. Haruka was awake. He opened the door and stepped in. Haruka, still lying in bed, turned his head slowly. His dark gaze seemed bleary, but the relief that leaped through the connection was sharp. Haruka had been far more proficient than Kakashi at keeping the true nature of his emotions away from their seal. Now, under medication and deeply exhausted, Kakashi felt the memory of his hurt, his joy at seeing Kakashi again, his love. It was too much, and yet not enough.
"You said you'd be here when I woke up again," Haruka whispered, his voice cracking in some parts of his labored speech. "I didn't see you."
"I was right outside," Kakashi said, going over to stand next to the bed. "Are you ready to go home?"
"Which home?"
"Anyone you like," Kakashi said, and touched Haruka's closest hand. "Anyone you like."
Kakashi made 2 trips to Haruka's apartment,
The first one was to gather all the plants that had been sent to Haruka's hospital room as gifts, and transport them to Haruka's apartment with the help of his ninkin. When he returned to the hospital, Haruka was sitting up with his legs dangling off the side of the bed, staring at the garment he had probably pulled from the small pack Kakashi had brought him. "Where are my regular clothes?" he asked. "My trousers and shirt, black jacket, pouches."
"I'm not dressing you in any regular clothes," Kakashi said, and took the garment out of Haruka's hands. "Look."
He shook it out with great flourish. It was one of his own large shirts, and Haruka smiled tiredly.
"Okay?" Kakashi asked. Haruka said,
"Okay." He let Kakashi pull off the loose gown that had been placed on him by the medics. Completely naked, he was too drained to care that someone might walk in and see him in such a state. He shivered when the cold air hit his skin, and Kakashi touched his tattooed shoulder, a quick brush of fingers against the ink, before he pulled the shirt over Haruka's head. He brushed away imaginary flecks of lint, and then tried to smooth down Haruka's hair. It was in a horrible state, limp and bedraggled.
"I'll wash it when we get home," Kakashi said, tucking some of it behind Haruka's ear.
Haruka gazed up at him, lips slightly parted. He blinked when Kakashi leaned down and slid an arm around his waist.
"Can you stand?"
Haruka nodded, and with Kakashi's help he got to his feet with minimum wobbling.
"How do you do this?"
he complained, as he leaned heavily against Kakashi. "You drain all your chakra on purpose, and you feel like this after?"
It gets easier after the 12th time," Kakashi said. "I try not to put myself in a coma too often. Are you ready?"
Haruka nodded again and put his arms around Kakashi's shoulders. He tucked his face into the curve of Kakashi's neck, inhaling deeply. Kakashi tried not to hug him too tightly as he transported them both as gently as he could.
"Very good," Haruka muttered as they passed his security wards without a hitch and landed in his small living room.
He stepped away, even though Kakashi kept a hand near his elbow, and stared around at the drooping leaves that filled the space.
"Oh, the plants." "I tried to water them a little, but I think it was too late for most of them."
Kakashi scratched the back of his head.
"You'll have to show me how you do that trick with suspending the water in the chakra spheres. At least you have these new ones."
Haruka said nothing. He reached out and stroked a crumpled vine.
"You took back all the chakra to send to me," Kakashi murmured. "You killed all the plants."
"They're not dead, and I had to do it." Haruka's emotions rolled out to Kakashi like an overpowering wave. "I was ready to send it all out, every single drop of me."
"Why?" Kakashi asked in a tone he could barely hear himself. He wanted to pick up Haruka bodily and tuck him into bed. Kakashi could feel Haruka's amusement at the fervency contained within this thought.
"Do you care for me that much?"
"Of course."
Haruka smiled at the dead-seeming plant, because he had actually discovered a tiny green bud near the roots.
"More than just care for you, though."
"You nearly died for me." Kakashi watched Haruka as he plucked off the dried pieces with trembling fingers. He swallowed.
"Do you..."
"I'm tired," Haruka said suddenly, pressing the heel of one hand to his temple. "I want to take a bath, and I want to go back to sleep." He sounded like he was about the same age as one of his pre-Genin, and Kakashi nodded.
"And you need the medication. Trust me. Take the red one first. Get it out of the way."
He reached out and touched Haruka's closest wrist.
"I'll help you with the bath, all right?"
By this time, Haruka was actually knuckling one eye as he nodded.
"And don't you dare say I'm cute like this," he grumbled, as Kakashi steered him in the direction of the bathroom.
"Not one word," Kakashi promised him, which was true. He would only think it. Kakashi, Haruka said from where he was sitting in the tub.
He was slouched down so far his chin was almost under water. Kakashi was trying to wash his hair quickly, but Haruka was making it a bit difficult.
Kakashi.
He had just taken the last medication, and it was hitting him hard and fast.
Kakashi.
Yes. Kakashi had managed to get a quick shower for himself before he had joined Haruka in the tub, settling down behind him. They both had long legs, and there was hardly enough space for both of them, but the water was so warm, and Haruka was so pliant, Kakashi felt as if he could stay in there for hours. However, Haruka had to get out and get dried and be put to bed.
What is it, Haruka?
The seal. Not forcing us to touch, I think. Is it a new ceiling, Kosh?
His words slurred so much into each other, Kakashi could hardly understand him. He was pretty sure the last part of the entire sentence was sheer gibberish.
It's a newly formed seal, yes, but we want to touch each other, so it doesn't have to force us, Kakashi explained, as he maneuvered Haruka around so he could stand up.
Water streamed down his bare body as he helped Haruka to his feet as well. Haruka seemed surprisingly steady on his feet, but Kakashi didn't let him go as they stepped out of the tub.
Stand very still.
Obediently, Haruka did not move as Kakashi formed the hand signs for a low-level heat jutsu. The space immediately surrounding them warmed up quickly, and Haruka's hair billowed up in the rising air.
Haruka hummed, as Kakashi stopped the jutsu and ran a hand through his hair, feeling the strands.
Still a little damp, but good enough for bed.
Nice.
I like touching you, Kakashi said as Haruka blinked owlishly at him. I can't imagine why I was ever willing to give it up.
Haruka's smile was a ghost of its usual impishness.
Stupid Kakashi.
Calling me names will get you nowhere, Kakashi warned, holding Haruka's hand and leading him to the bedroom where he quickly dressed them both in fresh night clothes. Rolling down the uppermost sheet, he put Haruka to bed, actually lifting his legs when it was apparent that Haruka wouldn't be doing that on his own. Kakashi smiled. He knew the feeling of chakra damage, the sensation that your body wasn't your own anymore. The nerve endings seemed dead, and senses were dulled. Everything tasted and smelled differently, and the very air weighed differently on the skin, and vision was not to be trusted. Kakashi stood beside the bed for a moment, watching Haruka's relaxed face. Those clumpy eyelashes threw shadows on the lighter gray of the bags under his eyes. Haruka lay with arms splayed wide, almost invitingly. It was an invitation Kakashi could not resist. He climbed into the bed, sliding close to Haruka's warm body, and hesitating for a moment before leaning down to rest his head on Haruka's chest. He listened very carefully to the song of Haruka's heartbeat, and wondered if his own internal rhythm automatically synchronized itself with Haruka. With the seal flowing so peacefully between them, Kakashi wouldn't be surprised if his entire body could just merge with Haruka's, and they could become one new whole person. A perfect person.
Interesting thought, Haruka murmured, and one of his hands buried itself in Kakashi's hair.
You know what I was thinking?
Not exactly, Haruka said, starting to breathe very deeply. But it felt interesting.
Go to sleep.
Don't die on me.
And stay with me.
Okay.
Promise.
Promise. The end.